Hello and welcome to Bedtime Stories. I am your host, Melissa Lee, and I am so happy that you're here. Grab a beverage or a snack and get all comfy and cozy. I cannot wait to read all of the sexy things to you. Before we get started, I want to talk a little bit about what erotica has done for me and for my relationship to my sexuality. My intention with this podcast is to inspire you to take what resonates with you and use that to create your own erotica and to inspire you to go on your own healing journey and your own healing path and exploring your relationship to intimacy, to your own sexuality, and to your relationships. I noticed when I first started writing erotica, my sexual shame was being reflected back to me in my stories. It was happening so often, and I noticed when I was writing that there would be places where my body would feel really tight and tense as I was writing. There would be times where I'd have to stop the story altogether and take a break and breathe through it, just be with myself and hold myself through the difficult feelings and emotions that were coming up. And as I calmed down, I could get back to writing. In seeing the sexual shame or any other restrictive or negative thought process that was coming up, I was able to make a choice. So once we see the things, we can choose to continue down the path of the familiar and of what we've known, or we can choose how we would like things to be different. In choosing the latter path, it doesn't always mean that things are going to be very simple or easy, especially when we are very conditioned to feel ashamed of our bodies and feel ashamed of our sexuality and how we receive pleasure. I promise you that it's possible and it's worth it. Using writing has been the safest way, or one of the safest ways, I should say, that I have done this exploration. Writing feels very safe to me. The paper or my laptop doesn't judge me. So I can say whatever it is I need to say to just get it out of me and then see what's here. And again, once we see what's in front of us, then we can decide, do I want to continue down this path or do I want to create a new path for myself? And what will that path look like? So again, during our time together on this podcast, I am so excited to not only share my work with you, but also inspire you to write your own and to look at your own relationship with your sexuality and decide if that still works for you. Do you want it to go deeper? Do you want it to be brighter? Do you want it to be more intense? It's all available for you. It's all possible for you. And thank you so much for being on this journey with me.